Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, the other conversation that we continue to have is one around load shedding. What is the impact on our economy? Is it at all possible to even quantify it? Davi Ruert is the founder and director, chief economist at Efficient Group. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. Well, much better than South Africa, the economy, I can say. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there even a way to quantify this?
Well, I guess there are some rough estimates that can be done. So rough estimates suggest that the economy is losing something like a couple of hundred million rands worth of production daily with, say, stage four load shedding. I guess stage six will probably exceed a billion rand per day in lost production. But you know, that is not really where the real damage lies. It's basically impossible to calculate this because what happens is that people are losing confidence. And by the way, the confidence index is as low as it's ever been. It's been released yesterday. So people are losing confidence. They're not investing in the economy. If you don't invest in the economy, then future growth will be undermined. So no, basically it's impossible to calculate. Suffice to say, we know it's causing immense damage to the South African economy today, but it's also causing a lot of damage to future economic growth as well.
Yeah, you know, when we look at the impact mainly on small businesses, because I would imagine that by this stage a lot of our larger businesses have found an alternative supply.
Many have, and let's try to find a silver lining here, and I think I did find a bit of a silver lining here. I made a quick calculation looking at how much electricity we used to calculate one unit of economic output 20 years ago and compared it to today. And we actually improved our electricity productivity by approximately 20%. To put differently, we use roughly 20% less to produce one unit of economic growth today than compared to 20 years ago. So that's one way that we're trying to mitigate the lack of electricity. But apart from that, of course, we're doing many other things. People are trying to make use of the available windows of availability of electricity, move your economic activities around a little bit. And people doing that all the time because one of the best, the most downloaded app is this one about load shedding when it happens and so on. And I can just look at the way that we're doing business in our business. We're trying to move things around so to do stuff when we do have electricity. And then, of course, companies making use of backup power like UPSs. So that at least you can have your Wi-Fi running and all that. But there's so much that you can do and not more, because in the end, if you really want to run a big factory, you need base power. You need proper electricity to run everything that's included in a big factory, as an example. So there's much that can be done and much that is being done, but in the end, it will affect the economy. And it's also, as an economist, what I track, of course, is economic activities. And I can tell you that the second quarter, this quarter in which we are in currently, will be affected. You can see that in economic growth data that will be released soon, that the second quarter and the first quarter, by the way, will be affected quite severely.
So where to from here? I mean, we're really not in a position that we can well afford this. Obviously, I mean, we know that, yes, there was a slight improvement in the last quarter, but load shedding is going to put pay to that.
Yeah, where to from here? Well, as an economist, it's not the only thing. It's not only electricity that's an issue in South Africa. There are many other things.
Of course.
I can tell you, for instance, that the petrol price is going to go up by another, say, 2.50 a litre or so. And because of our rising inflation, we're going to see interest rates going up. We know that the municipalities, most of them are dysfunctional. The state-owned enterprises, it's not only Eskom, the other state-owned enterprises are all mismanaged, mostly not all of them. So as an economist, I can tell you what we can and should do, and those things are not difficult to point out. But I think the real issue in South Africa has to do with politics. We just have to read the Zonda Commission, for instance, and you will know that because of the quality of governments that we have in South Africa, many things are simply mismanaged. So I think that we as South Africans need to fix first is politics. And once we fix politics, you can ask anybody. It's easy to fix the economy, but fixing politics, that's the difficult part.
It's just an incredible thing because literally one interview after the other today, no matter what we're talking about, it all comes back to the fact that we politically are in a complete and absolute mess. But maybe the silver lining there is it needs to be a mess in order for us to actually finally wake up and do something about getting the ANC out of government.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I used to be, let's be honest, I used to be a bit uncomfortable with a real democracy in South Africa. I'm not scared of that anymore. There is going to be a political transition. It will lead to uncertainty, and people will be concerned about the political transition, but that's the nature of democracy. Bring it on. Let's change politics in South Africa, and let's see if we can get this economy growing again.
That's absolutely right, Dovi Ruit. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us, founder and director and chief economist at The Efficient Group, talking about load shedding affecting the economy, specifically with regard to small businesses.